Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 295, A Peace That Guards. I want you to hear this with everything you carried in today. Paul is writing from a prison cell, in chains, with no idea what tomorrow holds. And this is what he says. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Let that land. Paul does not say, try not to worry. This is not a mindset tip. He says, do not be anxious about anything, nothing, not one single thing. And that is a radical call. It is only possible because he is not asking you to swallow your anxiety. He is pointing you somewhere. There is a place to take everything that weighs on you. That place is the presence of God, open to you right now through prayer. In everything by prayer and supplication. In everything. The view you cannot figure out. The diagnosis sitting in your inbox. The conversation you have been putting off for months. The fear that wakes you at 3 a.m. that you have not told anyone about. The child who walked away. The loneliness no one sees, all of it, every last piece of it, fits inside a prayer. No burden is too small to bring. No problem is too large for God to carry. And then Paul adds something that might catch you off guard. With thanksgiving, not because everything is fine, not because the pain has lifted, but because God has already been faithful. Before this, many times before this, and gratitude is our way of saying, I remember. Gratitude does not deny the difficulty. It places the difficulty inside a larger story, the story of God's goodness that is not finished yet. And then comes the promise, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. This peace does not depend on your circumstances being resolved. It does not depend on you finding the right answer, the right path, the right logic. It is a peace God places within you even before the situation changes. You will not be able to explain it, but it will be there, real, steady, beyond reason. And what does that peace do? Paul reaches for a word from the military. It guards, like a sentinel at his post, like a soldier who does not leave his position. Is God's peace is not passive. It is not a vague, warm feeling. It actively watches over your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. It stands between you and fear's invasion. It holds the line. That, my friend, is what God is offering you today. So here is your step. Before breakfast, find a piece of paper. Write down one thing, just one, that is stealing your peace right now. One thing. Then say it out loud to God. Surrender it. And when you are done, finish with one sentence of thanks for something he has already done for you. It does not have to be long. It has to be true. That simple act is an act of faith. It is you saying, I believe the sentinel is real. It stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.